Hello and welcome to the latest interview. I'm joined by Slough Joint Manager Neil Baker. How are you, Neil?
I'm well, John. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. So quite a lot of time since the last game.
Yeah. Obviously, we had a friendly on Saturday against Met Police, which was a good run out for our lads and a good tempo game. So that was good, but it does feel like a long time since Chippenham. What's been quite nice is some of the results that have gone our way really in the last week, with Chippenham dropping points in two games, Leamington dropping points, and Merthyr, and yeah, it's been a positive week. We've sort of hopefully gone back to basics a little bit, and there was definite buzz around the club tonight. So it's looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, as you say, a training game on Saturday, friendly against Met Police, also some other training sessions where you've had the opportunity to get some of those players who are perhaps carrying the odd niggle or knock, and who had a little bit of game time, some more.
Yeah, I mean, it's it's one of those. We sort of thought that we were going to be in a really strong position come the weekend. Unfortunately, it's not necessarily like that. Warren's picked up a little bit of an ankle injury, and it's got to be doubtful for the weekend. And Putts, to be fair, went over on his ankle a little bit right at the end of training tonight. He thinks he'll be okay, but we probably won't know till the morning. So that was just a couple of negative bits, but real positives. Gav James got through 45 minutes on Saturday. We then got him another 70 minutes for Ascot on Tuesday night. And he got through unscathed in both of those, so he becomes a real option for us again. Obviously, we have to realise he hasn't played properly for almost 3 months, so we can't expect miracles, but we'll try and use him and get him back to match sharpness.
Yeah, and in terms of any other squad news, are the players out getting games and such like?
Yeah, I mean, Josh played for Kingstonian on Tuesday night against Met Police. Outside chance that he'll play a game for them this weekend at Billericay. So that's positive for Josh. We want to get him some minutes. I think he's a very good player, so we don't want to just keep him sat on the bench. But he's an important player for us as well. In terms of other players, Hixey got minutes for Bedfont midweek. Gurkhan got 90 minutes for Ascot. We had a few out. We're a little bit unsure, what we'll do this weekend. Well, obviously, we have to wait and see on a couple of injuries. We've had a trialist who played 45 minutes on Saturday and done well. And he trained again tonight and did well again tonight. He's a New Zealand lad. He's moved over to England with work. He's played for New Zealand under 20s, and a lad called Tom Biss. So he's signed on for us. We've got international clearance for him. We'll see what happens over the next sort of few weeks. Sort of can play as a front man or as a wide player, but he's in what we've seen so far. He's looked good. So that might be one that we might add to the squad as well.
And talking of signings, has the inevitable striker signing happened?
Yes, we've signed Chris Flood from Gosport. It's a massive signing for us. He's a very good player. He's a step two player in reality. Scores goals, good in the air. He'll be a very good acquisition for us. I spoke to him briefly in the summer. At the time, he was already committed to going to Gosport. But it hasn't quite worked out in terms of how he wanted it. I know there's a few things that he hadn't been happy about, and he spoke to the club and asked to have his contract cancelled. And then I've spoken to him, he's joined tonight, and it'll be a big signing for us. So we're delighted to have him on board.
Will he go straight into the starting 11 on Saturday?
I would have thought so. We're signing a player of his quality. He's played the last five games for Gosport and scored four goals. So I'm sure he'll feature.
And it's a bit of a statement of intent as opposed to, you know, last season after the Christmas period when, you know, the club obviously couldn't achieve playoff potentials, you know, decided to pull back a little bit. This season, almost the complete opposite. You're in a really, really strong position and you want to kind of enhance that position. It's a big signing.
Well, it is. I mean, it's a signing that we've had to make in terms of a forward. We've had obviously the problems with Gav and Lee. You know, Gav's near enough been out for 3 months. Lee's been out for 3 months. Lee's no closer to getting fit. I couldn't tell you whether he'll even play this season again. You know, that's sort of where he is down the line, unfortunately. So we needed to bring a forward in. Obviously we've been going with Elijah and Charlie. But Elijah will be going back shortly, you know, you need competition for places, and having Gav back and obviously signing Floody gives us real competition for places up front. And you know, but you're right, it's you know, it's a signing that we want to get into those playoffs, and you know, yes, we'd love to win the league, and who wouldn't, but you know, our first port of call is to try and make sure that we get ourselves in the playoffs, and hopefully Floody will help us do that.
And ahead of us straight away on Saturday, first big game for him against Kettering at home, always a tough fixture.
Yeah, big club Kettering.
Come into a bit of form recently.
Yeah, they have. I mean, they've had a poor start to the season by their standards. Their home form for quite some time was not great, but their away form I think is up there with the best in the league, if not the best in the league. We know, you know, I think whenever you look at league teams in the league at the start of the season, you talk about who's going to be a real threat. Kingstonia are always going to be up there because of their, you know, clout. In reality, you know, they're a big club. You know, they get good crowds, and because of that, you know, they're able to sign good players, and there's nothing wrong with that. And say they probably disappointed where they are in the league at the moment. But we know Saturday will be a tough game, and probably, if not one of the toughest games we'll have all season.
And as well as the match, you're going to have a little bit of Christmas celebrations, the players going out together?
Yeah, we've got Christmas night out for the players and the management team. You know, I'm not going to worry too much about that. It obviously be great to go out on 3 points. It's never great to go out on a defeat. I know it's happened once or twice, you know, whilst I've managed, and it's not a great feeling. But say, you know, hopefully we can put in a performance. In all honesty, we just want to go and put in a good performance on Saturday and get back to sort of what we were doing. And I've got a good feeling about us. I thought we trained very well today, and I'm sure we'll give Kettering a really good game.
And then an opportunity to kind of get a bit of a distraction away from the league, but test yourself against a slightly better opposition in the MK Dons on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's a great game for us, MK Dons. We don't know to what strength they'll be. I'm sure there'll be some squad players and some under-23s playing and whatever else. With a new manager at the helm, you know, he'll be looking. I would have thought he'd be looking to look at players that he may not have had the chance to see already. So be a tough game for us. It's not a game that we're just going to go and make loads of changes, you know, because it's a game that if we did that, you know, you could find yourself on the back of a poor result, and you know, we're not prepared to do that. So we'll be going strong. There'll be a few changes, but we won't be making wholesale changes, that's for sure. We'll be taking it seriously. We want to get through and hopefully play Maidenhead in the next round.
And then after that, just a short break till Christmas, and immediately before that, a nice gesture by the club. You're going in to deliver some toys to the Wexham Park.
Yeah. It's a great thing for the club to do. I think we'll be going into the children's ward and the oncology ward. It'd be nice to be able to put a little bit of joy on some of the kids' faces. You know, I'm sure it's a tough time of the year for not only them but their parents and family members and things like that. So I think the appeal's been really good. We've had some great presents in, and you know, we'll look forward to, you know, sort of doing that, and then we'll be training after that.
Excellent. Well, let's hope for a successful Christmas period. First up with Kettering on Saturday. I'm sure we'll catch up soon, but thanks for your time, man.
Cheers, John.
Thank you.